politics lokandere Bluyumi, Solomon Islands, hemi happen folomna frame waka bloketa we representim Yumi lo parliament. Osem head blo state, Queen Elizabeth II na representim Solomon Islands by Governor General, we hemi act lo advise blo Prime Minister and Cabinet. Government Bluyumi lo Solomon Islands hemi characterized by weak political parties as throughout lo samfala time, karem staka vote blo no confidence, and this one hemekem government hemi change frequently too. Lo this fala program, by mi talem kam okata highlights we happen lo Yumi lo this fala nearly 40 years. Lo this fala program, by mi tekem Yumi kam from 1978 kasem this fala time. Lo how this for a political journey is start. Lo that for a day, lo July 7th, 1978, late Sir Peter Kenny Lorea, where him na first prime minister, hemi talem that a nation is born. Lo one for a simple and symbolic ceremony, lo Lawson Thomas Stadium, everyone is stand up with him dignified silence. As Union flag, okata put him down. And echoes of cheers I come up across the stadium blo Lawson Tama as the new green, blue and yellow flag blo Solomon Islands okata raise him up blo masthead by officers blo Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. Just for take Yumi go back a little bit, heme na how Yumi start.
The move heme start come long time Yumi lo Legislative Council. Who were or get a member or then go around and ask him people about him ting block it about independence. You sabe people blow me lot of the countries. They not really mean him want him now independence. So Oketa I think what answers block it I'm not very convincing. But at that time this was a committee of 24 of United Nations. He me propose him now or get a colonizers for make him out a colonism blocket independent. So you me a little bit fast with him, yeah? No long time this was a thing him come about, long legislative council. Law first parliament blame me, him independent now. So I think the preparation him very short and planned something him not properly developed. Like me when I compare him himself with Hong Kong. Plan the offices below me lo here lo colonial days or tengo lo Hong Kong. Private sector blocket and have very, very developed before or get trying for asking independence. Kind of same. I think you me political independence me seem to override him every other consideration below me. So like even private sector him not properly developed, because that's where government finance by him come from eventually. But nonetheless, people blame me like I'm independent. So the first 1976 parliament, I'm preparing now Yumi for get him independence, and then we get him independence of 1978.
Francis Billy Hilly, he one fellow locata member of first parliament. What a problem with development lo time ya, or get a political decisions he me come up for putting way forward.
The important thing now is to create an atmosphere where Yumis have generate our own money in areas of agriculture and commerce and so on. But you have Yumi a very scattered island nation, and even the geographical situation below Yumi Yumi not very conducive for quick development of commerce because of distances, transportation and come inside and so on. So Yumi got a problem right from the start. But the leaders blame Yumi, or say him all right. Yumi Bambay face him all the problems, but Yumi must got him independence. So that's how the mood Yumi like time. Group blame Yumi, what I go to London for discussing this for independent constitution.
So then on July 7th, 1978, Yumi gain him now independence blue Yumi, and this for a name Legislative Assembly, hemi change golo the National Parliament of Solomon Islands. From 1978 go kasim 1994, Parliament hemi save meet lo Kalala House, where hem na High Court building blue Yumi lo this for a time.
Lo on observation blue Yumi lo team, yeah, osem, imi kam long way na, then imi 40 year old na, Also, one for human being, no matter we grow up, we make mistakes, we have failures, but the fact that we strive together as a country, hem was something you should be proud of, yeah, that instead of time, hem say our, yeah, hem no minim me or one province, no more, but hem minim imi everyone, yeah, we are in a journey, yeah, so hem was something where you should be proud of him as imi come a long way, then imi also proud as we are one Solomon Island, one people of Solomon Island.
Nathaniel Weiner, hemi one fellow member blo third parliament from 1984 go kasem 1988 and into the fourth parliament lo 1989 go kasem 1993 where ethnic tension blo yumi hemi come up too. Hem member blo ulawa ugi lo that fellow time and lo term blo hem osem one fellow MP or member lo parliament. He mena some for the political decisions and issues where government blow him if face him lo that for the time frame.
My election to parliament lo by election I was unopposed. And then Mr. Blow there general elections lo 1989, the late Solomon Sunani Maloney appointed me as roving election manager blow whole Solomon Islands with the People's Alliance Party, and so I became the roving manager. As a result of our joint effort with other leaders too, fellow managed for making alliance and winning landslide victory. And historically, that was the only time when one political party in the legal person of People's Alliance Party and me winning majority seats to form a one-party majority government. That's 1989, and it lasted only until 1990. What I could recall back as a former member of parliament is, members of parliament at that time were very gentlemanly. We regarded parliament as a sacred institution in its own right, and therefore our behavior, both inside and outside of parliament, was full of care and regard for the institutional integrity and credibility. And so I enjoyed my service as a parliamentarian. We came through some quite trying time. I remember when the late Solomon Sunani Maloney was prime minister, there was a little problem between communities Bleyumi Lamalata and Renal and Malone. I was then the minister for provincial government, and Maloney brought together leaders from the two places, and we met and talked about reconciliation. So I have had to deliver $200,000 compensation to the Premier for Malaita. At that time he was Mr. Honorable David Oeta. So me give him $200,000 inside the box, lower for a gathering longo lo some time. Longo time me member of parliament too, me go with him, Honorable Alan Kemekeza, he wasn't yet knighted, Mr. Kemekeza, me fall now go. So me go with him as minister for provincial government too, for go meet him, Harold Keke, longo our legal. But government him try hard too much for make him, Harold Keke himself, agree for signing ceasefire agreement. After Honorable Alan Kemekeza and Toto finished, me asking him, Deputy Prime Minister, myself tell him something. So he said, yeah, you serve Toto. So me talk longo Harold Keke. Me say, Harold Keke, we serve you with him what people play me long Golkana. You for a struggle and go, you for fight now here for state government, yeah? One for look at the bona fide demand issues, long come and blame me and people blame me long Golkana. What's where suppose me offer him like you, but by me take him up case blow state government, yeah? If suppose me promise him you with him what the leaders and people blame me long Golkana. So I agree for sign him ceasefire agreement, yeah? One of him tell him, you know, him say, Minister, something me wait for him now, you tell him, yeah? Then him say also, Henry Tobani and Cedric O'Kelly with them, you follow leaders blow Golkana law here. You follow go back lo ship now. Go tell him lo meeting lo ship, me ready for signing ceasefire agreement. So anything you follow tell him inside lo ship, but me agree lo him no more, and me ready for signing ceasefire agreement. That was how we brokered the government at that time. And so that is historical. And after this fella signing long ceasefire agreement, yeah, me tell him the Prime Minister Manasseh Songovara, his first time to be Prime Minister. Mr. Prime Minister, let me call him, or the premiers, for a special meeting. And at that time, it was so sensitive that the premiers no longer meeting any province other than Isabel province. So that's how we facilitated the meeting of premiers in 2000, Lobuala, and it was held at the diocesan office facilities long Jejevo, Isabel province. So that one had a quite important meeting, yeah, and even this fellow agreement by Harold Kegelo Arligo, and also historic, because if without ceasefire agreement, we couldn't have had the peace agreement signed at Townsville. So, me like for making that whole subject very clear that state government development where government and we work with him this time, and there's a group of people, Constitutional Congress with eminent persons as advisory council that work along new constitution draft here. Hemi result long agreement where Harold Keke Hemi make him and then sign him ceasefire agreement with them other leaders belong Golkana and Malaita together. They signed the ceasefire agreement. So me like for say that this fellow constitutional reform development activity here and quite important milestone achievement here. Because without agreement belong Harold Keke and the signing of the ceasefire agreement, they may not come this far in the peace process here. All same, yeah? And so me like for encouraging all Solomon Islanders from all our communities to accept this fellow process of constitutional development reform we have on at this time. Yeah? Because without changing from unitary system to federal system of state government, Baba may not have moved, yeah? All same, yeah? This nation is a nation of many nations.
Mr. Wainer later become Governor General Bluyumi in 2004. And following this fellow ethnic crisis, Government Bluyumi tekem come regional assistance mission to the Solomon Islands under leadership of Prime Minister Manasseh Songovara. Until last year, 2017, where Ramsey hemi ending waka blahem lohia. From 1978 kasem this time, Yumi garem a total of 28 no confidence motion. First one hemi happen lo second parliament Bluyumi, and the highest number blu this full of motion of no confidence hemi happen from 2006 ko kasem 2008 with him 8 full of motion of no confidence where happened during that full of time. This one him cause him government Bluyumi for change all the way too, and political decisions hemi affected. Hemi na part blu story blu that one lo history Bluyumi come kasem this time. One falanara issue we come up to is corruption, where him happen lost staka place.
Leadership or leaders some years after independence, this fella word corruption, yeah, you know, sir, hear him, yeah? Because leaders at that time somehow or other live outside of the realm of corruption, or have become quite respectable individuals in their own way and right, yeah? Today, corruption has come on because members of parliament have become self-centered, have seen themselves as small governments. And we like for using this opportunity to tell them also, members of parliament are not governments. They are not governments. They are individuals elected as elected representatives for their own constituencies. They are individual leaders. They are supposed to be legislators. They have used the system to siphon out funds from other votes to their own discretionary purview or power or authority. Am I wrong? Absolutely wrong. And so me, as one fellow of the former parliamentarians, and if indeed I'm a leader of this nation, I would like to say corruption lo country or the members of parliament now behind lo this fella corrupt practice. Yeah. We need to turn this country around.
You may talk about corruption, but corruption him everywhere. And something that you must try to perhaps minimize him. Nothing attempt to abolish him. Me no look him. Yes, but it all means too when things are corrupt, public service are corrupt. Money now. I mean,
missing.
Either you me rabim government trying to siphon off money from it, or you me rabim government for people not turn out to work, misusing time block at work to do other things. These are the sort of things that government is facing. If we miss our deal with the Molketa and at least some degree of compliance have done, maybe we will be okay. I do not see corruption nor any other field of life blowing me solo, but my hemi eradicated everywhere now. And I hope hemi no really spread to other areas in Blong government, you know, judiciary, police, all same. We hear him that big word hemi creep around Logata areas all same too.
That one, Sir Nathaniel Wiener and Francis Billy Healy, with him a little bit insight where to follow share him come. And now, Yumi Kosapkasim 40 years. And theme blue Yumi now, hemi redirecting our journey at 40. Governor General Sir late Budley De Vesey lo that full a day blue independence lo 1978. Hemi tell him that this full a day lo 7th of July, hemi one full a moment blue history. Hemi say nation blue Yumi, hem osem one full a young plant where hem need him Yumi for nurture him and nourish him through lo unity and cooperation among lo people blue Yumi lo Solomon Islands. And hemi tell him too that this full a nation hem should not be raptured through internal dissent. Yumi come a long way, and as Yumi kasem 40 years, what them stucker opportunities whereby still come up, stucker decisions whereby come low way, planned challenges whereby him come too, and stucker sacrifices whereby Yumi must meet him. At 40, what them theme redirecting our journey at 40, me believe each and every Solomon Islander garem way for make him this fella kandere come up good. Happy Independence Celebration. Me Cheryl Aumanu.